Title: Key Takeaways from the DOJ Antitrust Division's Updated Compliance Guidance. It's not just criminal anymore. Content: The Department of Justice's Antitrust Division, recently updated its evaluation of corporate compliance programs in Criminal Antitrust Investigations Guidance Document, Antitrust Compliance Guidance. Corporate counsel and compliance officers should seriously consider these updates when crafting and implementing an antitrust compliance program. In July 2019, the Antitrust Division announced its policy to incentivize corporate compliance and for the first time published the original antitrust compliance guidance. Corporations who had previously clamored for the Antitrust Division to take its compliance efforts into account viewed the original 2019 guidance favorably. The DOJ's stated purpose of the antitrust compliance guidance is to assist antitrust division prosecutors in their evaluation of compliance programs at both the charging and sentencing stage of investigations, and to provide compliance officers and the public greater transparency of the division's compliance analysis. The antitrust division's recent updates follow similar updates to the DOJ's criminal division's guidance and updates to the DOJ's justice manual. Much of the antitrust compliance guidance remains the same, but here are some key takeaways from the updates. 1. Application to civil antitrust matters. The antitrust compliance guidance by its very title applied to criminal antitrust investigations, but the updated document now discusses compliance implications for civil antitrust investigations. The division says that, while this guidance is focused on criminal risk, a well-designed antitrust compliance program should also minimize risk of civil antitrust violations, including civil actions and monetary penalties for violations of the Hart-Scott-Rodino Act. Antitrust Compliance Guidance at 2. A strong culture of compliance can allow a company to steer clear of civil antitrust violations and, if violations do occur, to promptly self-disclose and remedy them and cooperate with a civil antitrust investigation. Antitrust Compliance Guidance at 2-3. Companies seeking to resolve investigations into civil antitrust violations may ask the Antitrust Division to take notice of existing or improved compliance efforts, and the civil investigation benefits of an effective compliance program may include being able to avoid court-mandated further compliance and reporting requirements or retention of and supervision by external monitors. Companies should expect the civil team to consider many of the same factors laid out in the antitrust compliance guidance when assessing the effectiveness of their compliance program as criminal prosecutors do. 2. Compliance should focus on electronic communications. A key recent area of focus of the Antitrust Division and FTC is preservation obligations for collaboration tools and ephemeral messaging. So it is no surprise that several updates to the antitrust compliance guidance relate to prosecutors' expectations regarding corporate policies governing the use of personal devices and communication platforms to ensure business communications are preserved. Specifically, in evaluating a corporate compliance program's effectiveness, the division will ask, what electronic communication channels do the company and its employees use? What mechanisms has the company put in place to manage and preserve information contained within each of the electronic communication channels? Does the company have clear guidelines regarding the use of ephemeral messaging or non-company methods of communication, including the extent to which those communications are permitted and when employees must preserve those communications? What preservation or deletion settings are available, and what is the rationale for the company's approach to what settings are permitted? See Antitrust Compliance Guidance at 6. 3. AI, pricing tools, and revenue management software. Another area the Antitrust Division has been highly focused on recently is artificial intelligence, AI, including pricing tools and revenue management software. Therefore, it is also not surprising that the division will ask whether compliance programs and materials are updated to account for newly developed technology. Antitrust Compliance Guidance at 5. How does the company's risk assessment address its use of technology, particularly new tech?